Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Oh, I'm recording. Well, I'm just recording bullshit. Bullshit.
Now I am recording as well.
Well, I'm recording, but I don't suggest we do anything.
Because there's blending going on in the background?
Exactly. Stand by. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Tim deals with some annoying coworkers, Noah encounters a chatty stranger, Andy receives an unorthodox compliment, and we play a new game, 6 degrees and hold the bacon. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And we are some chipper sons of bitches.
Sure, why not?
Speaking of chipper...
Let's do some tan laughs.
Yes!
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Well, forget all of your troubles. There's troubles above all. So leave all of your troubles in the past. Why not hold your head up high and start crying, and listen to a couple of Tan Laughs. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you can finally yuck it up and have a blast. Cause a smile is just a frown that's turned upside down. So smile and that frown will suck ass. And now it's time to listen to Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs, bitch!
Let's do it.
Let me find some.
Awesome. I don't think we ever did this. This was sent back by Jennifer back in... 2010. These are 2010. These are Burt Reynolds Tan Laughs.
Thank you for correcting that.
It was sent back in Two Oceans 10?
Yes.
Oh, that's a Doug Loves Movies reference, isn't it?
It is.
I get that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we've done these, have we? Do you guys remember?
I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at my own Tan Laughs, so I have
okay.
No idea.
Well, I just wondered if the Burt Reynolds thing rang a bell.
No bell.
Okay. Well, so the email says, "Hey guys, I recently came into possession of a piece of classic literature that I felt just needed to be shared. It is Burt Reynolds' Hotline, The Letters I Get and Write, a paperback from 1972. It is pages and pages of letters from nutty, horny women and Burt's smarmy replies. And oh yes, it includes 60
his
pages.
Swarmy replies. He just releases the bees.
And oh yes, it includes 16 pages of sexy new photos. I discovered this gem through a blog about awful library books. And it's called Awful Library Books.
Excuse me.
And I decided that I needed my own copy. You can check out some of the photos and a few of the pages here, which looks like the blog does not exist anymore.
Wah.
Oh, they moved. Now they're awfullibrarybooks.net, not WordPress. So there you go. They're still around. So, in the spirit of Tan Laughs, here's page 72. So it starts off, "Dear Burt, you said somewhere you'd like to have a letter start with a joke, so here goes. One belly button to another, look at those two nuts trying to pull the log out of that swamp. Speaking of belly buttons, do you know where a woman's belly button is located? Halfway between her pacifier and her satisfier."
How young is that woman?
In the Ozarks...
What? Andy is taking pacifier literally.
Yes.
You should not be.
Okay.
The pacifier refers to her nipples.
There
we go.
Got it.
I thought it was the mouth as well.
Nope.
Because you suckle on it.
Tim?
Well, you suckle on your penis.
No, pacifier is her nipples because they are literally what a pacifier is based off of.
We've broken one of the laws of space-time. Tim explained a joke and it got funnier.
It goes on. In the Ozarks, some mothers suckle the young past the normal weaning time. One such lad, nearly 14, approached his old man and said, "Pa, I just gotta have a little of quid of that chawn baki to get this milk taste out of my mouth. Ma's been eating onions again."
Oh.
Sex for 7-year-olds. Futility rites.
These are all from Burt Reynolds?
This is this letter that someone wrote to Burt, so...
Okay. It's very odd.
Mrs. A, you've been going around telling people my husband has a wart on the end of his apparatus. Mrs. B, I have not. Only said it felt like one. And then the letter ends, "Well, how do those grab you? Fun-loving Sue. Dear Fun, I used to like letters that started with a joke."
Burt Reynolds, what a cock.
What a swarmy reply.
What a swarmy reply.
Nailed it.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Suck my own dick.
Like a boss.
Lonely Island.
I'm a big one next.
So, no, you want to go next or shall I?
Well, since I already went, how about you go?
Yes, you did. Wow. I guess you all sound alike to me, too.
You racist.
I know. What a horrible piece of shit I am. I'm sorry about that, dude. Like, I think my brain just leaked out my ass.
That's a sight to see.
Anyways, delicious. These 10 laughs come to us from Todd, and he found them while at work. And had to keep looking over his shoulder while giggling, and he turned them into Noah's dick jokes. Noah's dick is so big, he uses the Eiffel Tower as a French tickler. Noah's dick is so big, a homeless family lives underneath it. Noah's dick is so big, it takes 4 fat women and a team of Clydesdales to jack him off. Noah's dick is so big, they use the bullet train to test his condoms. He says that's all for today, there's more, but he doesn't want to, quote-unquote, blow his load all in one shot. Thanks, Todd. Continuing the myth and legend that is Noah's penis. And ladies?
Mostly legend.
Ladies, it's not a myth. I've seen it. It's glorious.
The rumors are true. It's real. It's not a fake.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
I think I started.
I'll tell you what, though. This tan laugh is from Jahiro.
I need Jahiro.
Something, 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 something.
I'm
something.
Holding up for Jahiro till the morning light.
He's gotta be strong, and he's gotta be something and fresh from the fight.
Nailed it.
And he's something, something. I don't pay attention. I just like participating when I can.
One day, Mrs. Jones went to have a talk with a minister at the local church. "Reverend," she said, "I have a problem. My husband keeps falling asleep during your sermons. It's very embarrassing. What should I do?" "I have an idea," responded the minister. "Take this hat pin with you. I will be able to tell when Mr. Jones is sleeping, and I will motion to you at specific times. When I motion, you give him a good poke in the leg." In church the following Sunday, Mr. Jones dozed off. Noticing this, the preacher put his plan to work. "And who made the ultimate sacrifice for you?" he said, nodding to Mrs. Jones. "Jesus," Jones cried as his wife stabbed him in the leg with a hatpin. "Yes, you are right, Mr. Jones," said the minister. Soon, Mr. Jones nodded off again. Again, the minister noticed. "Who is your redeemer?" he asked the congregation, motioning towards Mrs. Jones. "God!" Mr. Jones cried out as he was stuck again with the hatpin. "Right again," said the minister, smiling. Before long, Mr. Jones again winked off. However, this time, the minister did not notice. As he picked up the tempo of his sermon, he made a few motions that Mrs. Jones mistook as signals to bayonet her husband with the hatpin again. The minister asked, "And what did Eve say to Adam after she bore him his 99th son?" Mrs. Jones poked her husband, who yelled, "You stick that goddamn thing at me one more time, and I'll break it in half and shove it up your ass!" "Amen," cried the congregation.
Did Noah just die?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm glad. Living Noah is 10 times better than dead Noah.
Yes.
Only 10
Although
times
zombie
better?
Noah might be kind of interesting.
Brains.
Noah would bring us all sorts of different recipes about sautéing brains and things and doing bacon-wrapped brains. And...
It's time for Zombie Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen. Ding, ding,
Lovely.
so?
How about them titties?
What? They are lovely.
They are.
I had a bit of smattage today this week at work. Smattage, which I don't know if I've ever explained to the Tancast audience or even to you guys, is a term my wife came up with. It's kind of like karma, but it works a lot faster, and it's almost always negative.
Like you get shitty stuff for doing good stuff?
No. You do something shitty, and something shitty comes back at you. That's smat.
Oh, okay.
Or smattage. So, if anybody follows me on Twitter, you'll notice I've done a new hashtag, which is Tales from My Day Job, and it's all about how I am just amazed at. And I should qualify this with, not all of my coworkers are like this, but there's a select few coworkers who fucking suck at this job. I'm like, when a comedian is A, better at his job, and B, fucking dismayed by how shitty you are at your job, you need to take a long, hard look at your life.
Did someone find your Twitter account?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Oh, were you thinking that was a smattage?
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
No, no.
That's what came
so
back.
So I will post
you.
Things like, I'll post things like, oh, so you spend your 30-minute lunch break going to get food and then spend another 30 minutes eating that food? Is that how that works?
I did see that one.
It's not how it's supposed to fucking work.
Well, you should say, you take 30 minutes, your whole 30-minute lunch break getting food, right? Because you only
right.
get 30
oh,
minutes.
Oh, that's Twitter. I didn't have a lot of time.
Well, I think you said it right on Twitter, but I think just now you skipped the part that you only get 30 minutes for lunch.
Right. I said take your 30-minute lunch break getting food and
gotcha,
then spend another 30
sorry.
Minutes eating it.
Okay.
I said it right.
All right,
did. I'll not be lectured by you.
Okay.
I was saving the galaxy when your grandfather was in diapers.
No, you weren't.
Tim,
yes, I was.
I got to say, I really love your... I'm sure it's important, but man, you look silly lecturing coworkers about using your break room creamer.
Fuck. I want to do a whole blog about that, because I'm not really sure who the douche is. Because he was sitting there and kind of not responding, but then she was like, apparent, like, okay, all right, do you understand me? I'm like, both of you, shut up and die.
Wait, I think I missed this one.
Just got to grab him and shake him. It's creamer!
So, some of my coworkers have brought their own creamer and coffee in so that they can have, take 17 million coffee breaks throughout the day. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just smoke crack and get over with if you're that addicted. But anyway, so I guess one guy took some creamer but did not contribute monetarily to their creamer fund, and so he was getting a lecture about it. Granted, I tuned in halfway through this lecture, so he may have already acknowledged it, and that's why he stopped paying attention and was doing to what my eyes looked as work, and probably would, you know, if I had the choice between listening to a stupid lecture and doing work, I would probably do work. However, apparently lady who is involved in buying said creamer was just sitting there just lecturing him, and then like wanting him to respond like an elementary school teacher or a parent, like, I want to hear that you understand me. Like, she didn't say those words, but like she was not going to leave until he like responded in a way that pleased her, and finally he just turned around and went, yeah, okay, I got it. I was like, whew. So I tweeted about that.
I am so sorry, mommy.
Another thing is I bring pizza to lunch every day. I buy a frozen pizza from Safeway. I cook it on Sunday night. I cut it up into little slices, and I take two of those slices every day throughout the week. And thus, my lunch making is done on Sunday night. I just whoop, slip them in a bag, boom. Every day, someone goes, you're having pizza again? Yes, I'm having pizza again. Learn to be okay with it.
You should take the two sandwiches, or the two slices, and pop one on top of the other and go, nope, today's a sandwich.
You should turn it upside down, like, nope, it's a upside down pizza turnover.
I'd be like, ask me what you had for lunch any time we've worked here. I don't know, because I don't give a shit. It's your lunch. Put whatever the fuck you want in your face, and I will thank you to let me do the same.
Ask me again tomorrow, and this will be a suppository.
How vacuous is your life that you need to spend time, brain space, worrying about what I'm eating for lunch? Are you fucking going to eat some? No, you're not. Die in a fire. So anyway, one person took it a step further and goes, man, if I was your wife, I wouldn't let you eat pizza every day. I'm like, well, I guess I dodged two bullets there.
No, you said?
No, that's why I tweeted. So anyway, the smattage for all this is I was working, and then I was like, whew, I got a fart. But I was in an area where there is just there's no ventilation, and there's very few of us in this area, so it'll be very obvious that it's me. Even if I make it silent, it'll be like, why does it smell like farts around where that where Tim was? So I had to pinch it off for the next 15 minutes until it was time for break, and then there's a unisex bathroom right across the hall, so I just ran straight in there, and I thought I was going to fart and leave, but then I was like, oh. And then I sat down and took care of business. And then I literally am looking, I'm sitting on the toilet, I look over at the door, I'm like, did I lock? Door opens.
Oh, no.
And I believe I tweeted, a coworker just got a show that no one ever should see.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
Fortunately, it's not one of the crappy coworkers I'm always bitching about. There's really only like five of them, but man. They really do not take this job seriously. And some of them bitch about how they really want to get permanent. I'm like, well, you are fucking going the right way. As long as you're slacking off and not doing what you're supposed to be doing, I can't see why they wouldn't make you permanent.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has a second job and is always bitching that they don't promote her there. I'm like, I can't imagine why. I see your work ethic here. Like, I mean, I know we have virtually the same job, and I can't see what IMDb for an hour has anything to do with our job. And fuck, what are you doing on IMDb? What can be on IMDb for an hour?
Wait, so do you have computers?
Yeah.
Ah.
But, like, fucking, I like meaningless trivia. I have not been on IMDb for that long. What are you doing? What can you be looking up? Yes. Andy Griffith starred in Matlock. Done. Move on.
Matlock! That reminds me a lot. So, when I used to work at different jobs, it always used to annoy me that it seemed like if you smoked, you got extra breaks. Like, oh, I'm going for a smoke break. Like, wait, why do you get to have a smoke break on top of your breaks?
That's a good question.
Maybe that's just the people I worked with.
No, I'd say that's a fairly universal thing.
Yep. Actually, I knew people who took up smoking just because their job was so fucking oppressive and they needed to get an extra set of breaks. Like, fucking 1 15-minute break every 8 hours?
Whoa.
It was something horrible. I'm sure it was whatever the, like, legal minimum was for the state that they were living in, but...
Okay.
And then, so I also eat the same thing every day, generally, salad. And just people will comment all, oh, that's a lovely, lovely salad. Oh, that's so amazing. I'm like, what is amazing about it? You cut some vegetables, you put them in a bowl, like, that...
It's that a black man eating salad, and he's not even in prison.
What is this sorcery?
And then they'll be like, oh, I should hire you to be my personal chef. I'm like, you don't know how I cut up cold things and put them in a bowl. That's it. Like,
just take the money, Noah.
I use a special dressing today.
Oh, and someone told me recently, I think he said, it is obnoxious how healthy I eat.
Oh, it's so obnoxious.
No. I'm like, really? Like, it affects you somehow that I eat healthy? I think people see what I eat, and they see what they eat, and they feel guilty.
Yeah. And they get mad at you. Like, Noah's judging me because he eats better than me.
No, Noah's just eating. I don't give a shit about what you eat. Eat what you want. Like, if you feel bad about what you eat, maybe you should eat something different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then your creamer story reminded me of, something that happened at my job a while ago. We had someone, I can't imagine they paid for it out of their own pocket. I think they just ordered this new, you know, heavy duty hole puncher. To replace the one.
I was wondering what
had.
A heavy doodle was.
To replace the one we had because no one liked it. So she gets this hole puncher. Like I said, I don't think she paid for it. I think she just ordered it. And so we kept it in this one person's cubicle, and I, you know, at some point, there's a bunch of stuff I had that I needed to hole punch. So I moved it to my cubicle, and she sees this, and she's like, you know, what's it doing over here that we normally need that other cubicle? I'm all, well, yeah, I have a whole bunch of stuff I need to punch. I'm just going to punch it, and then I'll return it. And so then I think I had it sit up on a chair, and at first it was, like, too close to the edge of a chair for her, and she didn't like that. And then it was like she was talking about how the chair was on a solid surface, so that could damage the hole puncher.
Bitch, did you birth this hole puncher?
and it got worse. Like, so I was like, here, I'll push it back from the edge. It's fine. I mean, this is, and I can't. I don't know if I can describe how heavy duty this hole puncher is. This thing, if you dropped it on your foot, it would probably break your foot. Like, I am not going to damage this hole puncher. So then she comes back, and she's like, you know, it'd be like if I took your nice Porsche and took it off-roading. I'm like, that is not the same thing.
No.
That's not even close to the same thing.
So finally...
This would be like if I took your nice Porsche and parked it in your driveway instead of inside the garage.
Your driway, no, that was a little
bit uneven.
It'd be
like if I took the communal Porsche that we all have access yeah. to and moved it somewhere else where everyone else could still have access to it if they really needed it.
Yeah, it's not like my cubicle was like on the other side of the building. It was just like three cubicles down from where we normally kept it.
No, you know what it's exactly like? No one needed a tool to do his fucking job, and he went and found said tool.
So finally, I was just like, I'm like, you know what? Don't, I'll put it back. Like, I was just tired of like her like coming at me about this hole puncher. I'm just like, I'm taking it back right now. Just leave me alone. I don't want to deal with your craziness anymore.
Was she your supervisor or something?
No, she was just a coworker.
Oh.
She had no power over me.
All right, here's something. Shut the fuck up. How about that? I will break this over your face if you ask me one more question about it. Then we don't have a hole puncher and you have a face. Seems like it's a lose-lose for you. I will go the fuck away. Knock, knock. Who's there? Go the fuck away.
I don't know that I would have said anything, like, directly. Well, I mean, obviously, you went way, way over the top at the end there. But even that, like, shut the fuck up. I think I just would have been like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I have a job that I do. You know, I have a task that I do most of the time. What we all mm-hmm. like, all of us that got hired for this temp job that I'm doing now, we have a general task that we have to do. But there's tertiary things related to that task that that our supervisor sometimes pulls us for and makes us do. And specifically, me and this one other coworker get pulled for this task every day. It's sort of like a standing order. Like, oh, okay, you need to go do this so that, you know, this can facilitate that. Whatever. It's the part where I couldn't fart. We get pulled down there. And it's just sort of expected that we're going to go every day. And it's been happening for like a week and a half. And every day, the coworker asks me, so you want to go do the thing? And I'm like, yeah, we do it every day. Why do you keep asking? Like, no. I usually just say yay, yes, until on my birthday. I don't know why. I was just like, I don't know why you ask me every day. We go every day during this exact time. There's never been any other time, and we've never not done it since we've been asked to do it. So, yes, I would like to go. Let's go.
Tim, I think that was just your coworker's way of, like, saying, hey, I want to go, but is that all right with you? I don't want to make decisions for you.
No.
But Tim's jerk face.
Yes.
No, it's not.
And he hates his coworkers.
Jerk face, butthole, douchewad, dick sneeze.
And there's also this one coworker who was trying to establish that she is the alpha male. She could tell that I'm a comedian, but I don't keep it on all the time at work, especially at a job like this. I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, well, we're busy working now. Like, I'm not like, hey, everybody, jokes.
Knock on me on there, wacky. Come see my show.
But on certain occasions, they're like, oh, this is appropriate. And then you strike with the joke, and then you get back to work. Everybody laughs, good times. This person feels threatened by that and just loves to hold court and talk and just make sure everybody is paying attention to her. And I'm like, oh, God, you're so irritating. And
she's doing the exact wrong thing. She feels like you're taking all the attention. What she doesn't realize is that she's painting a big fucking red target on her ass.
Exactly. I don't know if I've talked about this already.
Fuck with the funny guy. He will get you back.
So she said something. It's just the same one who said, like, if she was my wife, she wouldn't let me eat pizza. I was like, well, don't worry.
That's
neither
not
of us
gonna
has
happen.
Anything to worry about. That's what I said. I'm like, well, I think neither of us has anything to worry about.
Man, but, I really wish you'd said the dodge two bullets thing.
But she, I don't know. She tried to crack on me about something. I can't remember what. And then later on that day, she was just at lunch blathering about how she is. Somebody got her something for her birthday. No, she wanted to get this guy a present because, and this is the way she said it, he's always buying me stuff. And, like, I find, like, sorry, this had been going, her blither blathering about this relationship had been going on for a while. while we're all eating, and people are paying attention or whatever. But so I finally, haven't interjected. I've just been eating my pizza as always, and I finally pop up. I'm like, oh, he's always buying me stuff. What an inconvenience! Like, oh, now I have to find some place to store this. Oh, you bought me a car. I gotta find somewhere to park that asshole. The best part is, everybody just started laughing. All right, except for my co-podcasters who find it funny.
I'm chuckling. You just can't hear it. My mic's not picking it up.
No one doesn't give a shit.
I give a shit.
Don't give a shit.
Oh, I met a new coworker this week. Because the coworker started this week. They're kind of like building out this team that I've joined.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there, what, like a month and a half now? And I'm like the senior person in the team. Well, you know, I'm the senior person who's like a team member as opposed to the person who we all report to. But like everybody in the team like does different jobs. It's just like this whole whatever, not important. So I meet this girl.
Good job, Andy.
She walks up. I go to shake her hand. And like the instant her hands touch, she goes, "Ooh, you have really soft hands." Like, I don't know how to respond to this.
Perfect.
Like the voice in the back of my head goes, it's because I masturbate constantly.
I use lots of lotion. I put the lotion in the basket.
Thank you. I moisturize. I actually said the other words out loud. I was like, I don't know how to respond to that. She's like, No, I just meant like, you know, for a guy like, oh, well, like you really take care of your hands. That's right. I'm like, yeah, because that kind of seems like, wow, you really don't lift anything heavy, do you, Tubby?
You're nothing not doing anything manual labor there, are you, buddy?
Yeah. No manual labor for this guy. You could just as well be a brain in a tank. You have soft baby hands.
Like a little baby. Never been touched by the harshness of life.
Yeah.
I remember the radio station, we did a broadcast at the Winchester Mystery House, and we had like a tour guide, not a tour guide, but just like somebody who worked there who was sort of showing us where to set up and everything. Mm-hmm. And we went to shake her hand, and like none of us said anything until she'd walked away. But like, I think it was Goatee Man who goes, it's like shaking hands with a dead fish. So just like flark. Like, oh. Like nothing. Just flark.
There's I've no done squeeze. That handshake. I've done that handshake to fuck with people before. Where you sort of put it out, and like as soon as they grab it, it's like, all right, you're holding that now.
Exactly. And it's just like, it just goes limp in your hand. You're like, oh, I don't want this. I don't want this.
The best part is if you surreptitiously lick the hand, get it like a little bit moist, and then
do it. Oh, dear.
No, why would you lick your hand?
Don't lick it.
Oh, so this is something I will talk about. I'm sick yet again. I don't know why. I've gotten sick like probably like 3 or 4 times in the last like 3 months.
Noah, stop licking hobos.
I can't help it.
AIDS?
No. So at least I hope not.
H to the IV. Oh no.
So I took Caltrain on Thursday.
That's a commuter train for everyone not in the Bay Area. Just tossing that in.
So I'm sitting on Caltrain waiting to take the train home after a doctor's appointment, which basically she told me, like, I think you just keep getting different strains of the flu. And she took a blood test to check my white blood cells, but that was it. So anyways, I'm waiting at Caltrain, this guy comes up to me. He just starts talking to me. Like, I have headphones in, you know, which is usually the universal sign of, like, hey, I'm just listening to music, but I don't really want to chat. But he starts talking to me, and then he starts rifling in his bag, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I got a pack. And he pulls out, a marijuana pipe. I'm like, all right, knock yourself out. And then he starts telling me his, like, you know, his recent life story about how he's unemployed, he's looking for a job, he was working at one job, and he wanted more money, and they, you know, I guess they wouldn't give it to him, so he quit that job, which seems kind of unwise. Like, if you have a job that gives you money, maybe you want to keep that job. But,
yeah, you know what I've always found? Because I've done that move before, but I have the other job before I quit the first one.
I don't think he followed that plan of action, because he was looking for a job. And then he starts to tell me he applied for one job, and they did a background check, and they found out that he had a misdemeanor from 7 years ago, which he said he didn't report because it was past, I guess, the when he had to tell them about it.
Statute of limitations?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not quite like that, but like, I think it's like 4 years or something like that that you're supposed to report misdemeanors.
And so then they fired him. Well, so he started the job, and then they fired him. And he said, that's illegal, they can't do that. But I'm thinking, I'm like, well, I think California is at will, so technically they can fire you for anything, for the most part. I mean, not related to, like, race, religion, that type
well,
of thing.
California is at will, so they could theoretically fire you for anything, but as soon as they say a reason, they open up liability for...
Well, right, right. I mean, they're not totally protected, but at the same time, I don't think it was illegal if they run a background check and you didn't disclose something that you, you know...
Yeah, because maybe they're firing you for the not disclosing as opposed to the actual misdemeanor.
Yeah. And then he tells me he only he has rent that it costs $2,000 and only has $1,000 in the bank. I'm just like, wow, you are just laying it out for me, buddy. I don't even know you.
Yeah. Hey, you know what is probably a really good way to start saving some money?
Not stop smoking pot?
Yeah.
Not quit a job when you have it that pays you money?
That too. And apparently, don't just ride around on Caltrain for no reason.
Well, he was
well,
there.
Maybe
for
he was going somewhere.
Yeah, job interview. That's why he was dressed all, you know, kind of nice.
Oh, wait. He was coming to or from an interview?
Back. I hope
he was coming back from an interview. Not,
you know what? No, I don't think that's an assumption we can make. I'm sorry.
Like, I gotta smoke it up before this interview so I can be on my game.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it was hot out. He goes, man, it's hot, especially with the black jacket on. But you know. I gotta wear it because it makes me look good, right? I'm like, yeah, person, stranger. Like,
why do people talk to strangers? Just I can't imagine. Like, fuck, I need to tell this stranger some shit.
Not even like
some painful shit all the time.
Not even some shit like, hey, I had a good today. Today I had Jamba Juice. That was delicious. Like, like personal shit. Like, I got I quit my job. I only have $1,000 in the bank. You know, I'm about to be kicked out of my place. Like,
just plop down. Hey, how's it going? You having a good day? Well, yeah, my wife just miscarried, so, you know, I'm taking this bus to the bridge. Gonna see what happens.
I don't like it when you're talking to someone who's, helping you at a store or grocery line, and, you're being friendly, doing small talk, but whatever story they want to tell you lasts longer than the transaction. Because then yes. You're done, and you're just standing there waiting for them to finish the story that, I mean, sure, I care about it in a human sense of way, but, like, in a personal sense, I'm like, you got a new haircut. That's wonderful. I want to go now.
Yeah, yeah. I know you guys won't believe it to look at me and to have known me and to have lived with me, but that's something I do. Like, if I'm chatting with somebody in a checkout line, I make sure I'm timing that conversation for how much shit they have left to scan.
Bullshit.
Well, it's usually not me. It's usually them, launching into something that I did not anticipate. It's taking much longer. Like, that question I answer you usually is a short answer. Well,
talk to somebody.
No, you don't want to talk to somebody.
Hello.
You just want to say, goodnight to Uncle Tim and Uncle Noah because you're going to bed now.
I'll talk to and say goodnight.
All right, do it. Say night-night. No, you don't need to wear the headphones. Just
goodnight.
They can hear you.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Oh, he can?
Yep. I got my head up to him.
That's you.
That is Tim.
Mickey hat.
He is wearing a Mickey hat. Okay.
I imagine your son thinks I look like Neo from The Matrix.
My Photoshop skills are enough to fool a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old.
Yeah. 3.5.
All right. Because I wasn't wearing a Mickey hat. That's what makes that awesome.
It is. It's just like that one Photoshop that I did of myself. I was not sticking my head out of a woman's vagina.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That would be a huge ass bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
And it just pops out. Hello.
I still think of that every time. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say.
Drastically. So.
Okay, I was just gonna say. I still think of that every time I see a big woman. That's a huge bitch, from Deuce Piccolo. That's all.
Every time I see a really huge pair of tits, I remember Tim. Like, there was a girl we went to high school with, where Tim would joke about, like, man, there's gotta be space between. I could live in there. Just like pop out like hello everyone, and then just, hang a no vacancy sign like right out the front of her shirt, disappear back in. Every time I see a really huge pair of tits, I'm like, I wonder if Tim's in there.
Look for the no vacancy sign.
Tim, are you in there? Just walk up and knock. Tim, you in there?
That's why they're called knockers.
Oh, gosh.
I love shitty jokes.
All right, Tim, what's your break that change of topic?
So, shall we play a game?
No.
Would you like to play a game?
No. Let's move on.
All right, so I came up with a new movie. Well, not. Oh yeah, I didn't come up. Let me back off my patting myself on the back here. I adapted in a pre-existing game in a semi-unique way, which is also bad use of language because unique should have no modifiers. It's either unique or it's not unique. So anyway, I adapted a game to make a new game for Tancast, and it's called 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon.
Order up 6 Degrees and Hold the Bacon.
So here's how the game works. There's three of us, so whoever's turn it is, let's say in this example, it's my turn. So then Andy will come up. Now, they will have to do this at the same time. They will both come up with an actor name. So you can't change your actor name based on whatever the other person's actor name is.
Oh, okay. See, I had thought that, like, the first person said it, and the second person, not quite like lawn darts, but, like the first person drops a pin on the map, and the second person, like, will try to strategically place the next pin as far fucking away as possible.
See, no. This way, it's more chance.
Ah.
So it's unlikely, but conceivable that you could both say the same actor. In which case, the person whose turn it is like, I win. I get the most points.
Well, wouldn't you have to just connect them to another movie?
Hang on, I haven't even explained the game yet. Listeners want to know what's going on. So, they each say an actor's name. So now the person whose turn it is has to connect one actor to the other actor in 6 movies or less. But you cannot use Kevin Bacon is one of your connectors. You can use a Kevin Bacon movie. Like, you can use A Few Good Men, but you can't say, like, you know, Bob was in A Few Good Men with Kevin Bacon, who was in blah, blah, blah movie.
Footloose.
Sure. You can't do that.
Stir of Echoes.
Okay, great.
X-Men.
And the fewer movies you do it in, the more points you get. So if you're able to do it in one movie, like they're in a movie together... Like, if Andy says Will Smith and Noah says Tommy Lee Jones and I just say Men in Black, well, that's 6 points.
Okay, so you still get 1 point for actually pulling it off in 6 moves.
Exactly.
Got it.
If you can't do it, you get 0 points. And this could also be a game for you to play in the car to entertain yourself on a long car trip. Booyah.
You could also play Who's in My Mouth.
On a car trip?
Yeah.
You know, there's not many games that, like, are specifically set up for 3 teams instead of, like, 2 or 4 or whatever. I like this, Tim. Very clever.
Or you could just, like, have a deck of cards. We could make a board game out of this. We just have a deck of cards with actors' names on them, and then you just randomly shuffle them and pull them out.
Yep. You can even play a solitaire version.
Booyah. All right.
Booyah.
So, should I go first since it's my game, or would you guys... since I came up with it, or do you guys want to go first?
I think Noah and I will pick your actors, and we'll see how you do.
All right.
All right. You want to pick an actor first, or shall I?
I have an actor in mind.
Okay. So I'll do mine. Christopher Lee.
Ed Harris.
Okay. Christopher Lee and Ed Harris.
So do you get to pick... I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter if who you start with first.
Right.
Okay.
Christopher Lee and Ed Harris. Okay. So Christopher Lee was the dude who was Count Dooku, yes?
Yes.
All right. Ed Harris. Mm-hmm. I forgot this isn't going to be, like, vocally interesting to listen to as I internalize who's in what movie.
I think we just came to the same realization, Tim.
Because I'm thinking, okay, so Ed Harris, I'm thinking of The Rock. I'm thinking of The Truman Show.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Lee, I'm thinking of this 3 Star Wars movies. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I could just start going and then see how long it takes me to get there. So, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp.
Huh?
Johnny Depp was in... Oh, hang on. No, that's not going to work. The thing in my head is not going to work, just so you know.
Okay.
Fuck. Fuck balls. Fuck balls anus. Wait. Ah! Every time I think I'm getting close, it slips away.
Oh, I think I've got this in two moves.
Oh, you suck.
Oh.
Can you steal?
Maybe. Let's play a round of the game before we start adding rules.
Okay.
Okay, so Christopher Lee, what did I say? Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp in, what the hell was it called? The Tourist with Angelina Jolie. Jolie is in Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is in, who am I, Ed Harris. I'm like, who the fuck am I adding this to? Brad Pitt is in The Devil's Own with Harrison Ford, who is in Last Crusade with Sean Connery, who is in The Rock with Ed Harris. It took me six moves. I get 1 point.
Boom. You want to see me do it in two?
Knock yourself out.
Christopher Lee was in the Lord of the Rings trilogy with Viggo Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen was in History of Violence with Ed Harris.
Damn.
Boom, shake
Look
the room.
Look at Andy go.
Wait, no. That's one move, isn't it? No, okay, I guess that's...
It's two movies.
Yeah, it's two movies. Okay.
Each movie counts as a move.
So it's you get 6 points. People are retarded and give you 6 points if you can find a movie that has both those people.
Right.
Wow, so I would have gotten 5 points for that. Holy shit.
All right. So do you want to go next, Andy?
Yeah.
No, since
I'm
you prove your kung fu
that...
is strong?
No, I really think I just lucked out on that one.
I should say, I explained this to both these guys. I should explain it to the audience, like, because, you know, if you're going to play this game on your own, don't go with, like, some obscure character actor that no one's going to know the name of, or, you know, it's got to be somebody everybody in the game has heard of and knows, you know, at least one movie they've been in.
Yeah, I specifically picked Christopher Lee to start this off, thinking it would be a nice softball, because he's been in, well, six of the biggest movies in the last decade, and he's been in, like, 200 movies total. He was also in Hugo, and I figured he would probably be relatively easy.
I literally could only think of those two roles, like Count Dooku and and Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Fair enough. Yeah, he was also Saruman the White.
Yeah, I always forget about Lord of the Rings. You can count on that.
Because he was covered in Gandalf's gray. No. What? All right, guys, do it up.
All right. Noah, you got an actor?
Yes, I have an actor. I was thinking about going with one person, but maybe I don't think they're obscure, but maybe not. No, I'll go with it. See how it goes. Go ahead.
Okay, Will Smith.
Peter Dinklage.
Who?
Oh, good choice, Noah.
He's a little midget actor, little person actor.
Yep.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I would have punched you in the face if this had been my turn.
Well, that's why I didn't do it to you. I figured Andy would know who this person is.
Yeah. Tim. Now, this I'm only thinking of this because it's Peter Dinklage. Does it have to be movie roles, or can it also be, like, TV, miniseries, that kind of stuff?
No, it's got to be movies.
Got to be movies? Okay.
However, animation voiceovers count.
Ah. Because I was thinking, you know, Peter Dinklage, there weren't all that many famous people in Game of Thrones. Mostly Sean Bean. But
Sean, flick my bean.
Yeah.
No.
Because I was going to use that to hop right into Lord of the Rings and be able to, you know, just get a
Oh, Lord of the Rings, is that like your
cast there? What was that?
Lord of the Rings, is that like your movie, your go-to movie?
No, it's just that it's... Now my tactics for games like this is to try to figure out how to get into some huge family of films or something that was like an Ocean's 12, Ocean's 11 kind of thing.
Yes, I was like, the Ocean series helps a lot with this game.
Yep. Yeah, so you get something that was like an ensemble cast or something that was like a huge epic with just a fuck ton of parts, and that'll get you there.
And if Gary Marshall makes a couple more movies about certain days on the calendar, we'll be all set.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
I'm Gary Marshall. Sorry, that's
movies.
My Paul F. Tompkins. So, Peter Dinklage. He was in... what's the name of the movie that's about the dude's dad's funeral?
We can't help you with that.
Oh.
This is your funeral. See what I did there?
Because he was in both of them. He was in the UK one and he was in the US one, playing the same role. God damn it, that's going to sink me because that's like the number one movie I can think of.
Oh, I totally know what you're talking about.
Peter
that's
Dinklage.
Hilarious.
And one of them's full of black people, and I figured it'd be easy as shit to get to
Will
Smith
from there.
Oh, you
racist fuck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Because it's Peter Dinklage to Martin Lawrence to Will Smith Bad Boys via that movie.
That's so funny. You can't think of the name.
Oh, God damn it. Oh. Oh, shit on my mouth. Fuck, my wife would have this in half a second, too, because she's got IMDb inside her head. Oh, it's called Death at a Funeral.
Nailed it.
Peter Dinklage, Martin Lawrence, Death at a Funeral, the remake, Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, Bad Boys.
5 points.
Nice.
Martin Lawrence was in Death at a Funeral, right?
I believe so.
Tracy Morgan was. I'm not going to do IMDb. Somebody else looked that up.
I will do it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he was.
I know Chris Rock was, Tracy Morgan was. I had thought that Martin Lawrence was in that, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yep, there he is, looking Woo! Fat.
Would you say fat?
Yeah, he looks a little tubby.
Okay.
All right, it's Noah's turn.
My turn.
Oh, Tim, if only you could name this episode Shit on My Mouth.
Did I say that?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
It was such invective, too. Like, I really meant it. I wanted somebody to shit on my mouth to punish me for not recalling the piece of cinematic glory that was the U.S. remake. Sorry. Oh, all right, I got my actor. Tim, are you good to go for Noah?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to throw down Christina Ricci.
Okay.
Ah, Samuel L. Jackson.
Black Snake Moan. Boom.
Fuck.
And Noah wins with 6 points.
Look at you go, Noah.
Oh. And Michael's very happy for you. Or he's happy to be eating strawberry yogurt, one or the other.
I was going to say, do we want to do another round? But no, it takes a while.
It does. I figured one round is good.
Yeah, good times though. I like this game.
And then if we have guests on the show, they can play. And then we have something to do.
And we got to figure out some sort of rule where, like, maybe not for a steal, but if somebody else can come up with a shorter thing, like, they get bonus points or something. And I'm not saying that because I want you guys to give me bonus. Noah totally won this one. This is not about this round. This is about future rounds. We should think about this. And viewers, write in. What should be the rule for, you know, for steal or, you know, figuring out a shorter link or whatever when you're one of the people who gave one of the actors?
Yes, viewers, how are you watching this? And then write in and tell us about it.
No, I'm talking to the guy staring in my window.
Oh, okay.
What's out Andy's window?
Some creepy dude with dreadlock hair and a thing I think might be a dead frog, and he's licking. Oh, sorry.
That's a predator, Andy. Get out of there.
What tune was that to?
That's the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Okay, that's
tune.
My thought.
After it goes
on.
Dun, 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 dun. Me, dee, 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 dee. Dee, dee. Fuck you. I'm doing it right, I think.
Yeah, I've heard the tune a number of times in order to get that What's Out Noah's Window jingle, so I knew what he was talking about.
Ah, that was a good time, Tim.
Did you get the idea from Doug Loves Movies, Tim?
Sort of. Doug,
I mean, not that specific game.
The fact that Doug Loves Movies has a game at the end, and, you know, it's interesting. I'm like, we need a game at the end. So I was like, I set about creating a game. And I was like, well, it can't be too niche, like, you know, movie-centric where, like, no one's going to be like, I don't know, this game sucks, I quit.
Yeah.
Why would you think I would be that way, Tim?
What happens is Noah just drops his dick on the table and look at it. Black Snake Moan, baby. That's what I call it.
And I didn't want it to be too roundabout and take too long, like the, you know, the actor's name, the one that you play in the car, where it's like, you know, you say an actor's name and then the first name of the actor has to begin with the same letter as the last name of the last actor, and you keep going back and forth.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
we're trying
just
to
go on forever.
Chain them all up, yeah.
But it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I imagine not to listen to on a podcast, like, Jesus Christ. What's up? I'm listening to hour 4 of the Tancast actor name game.
There's a lot of actors. They just keep going.
And then I remembered I used to play 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon at the theater where I would write it on the dry erase board. And I would start, I have an actor's name at the top. And then I would put some blank spaces and, like, I would fill some of them in so that people had to figure out how to get to Kevin Bacon from the movie I started with. Or from the actor I started with. I figured, well, we'll do something like that, but I'll give it a twist.
Yeah.
So that's our show for this week. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, come see me at Dublin, California. It's called the Willow Tree Restaurant. I'll be there on March 31st. I'll be headlining, bitches.
Oh, I'm a big one, Matt.
All right. Well, that's Tancaster this week.
Thanks for listening. Never trust an Asian.
No.
I was thinking after last week when you did the Never Trust Michael Bay, you should do a different Never Trust every week.
Yes. Never trust Asian, especially Asian women, because women will crush your heart.
Holy shit.
Wow. Noah is Tim circa 2002.
Yeah. All right, Tim, set me up.
You're doing it?
Right in the queue.
Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is alive.
TanCast. Man, it really sounds like somebody's taking an aggressive piss over there, Tim.
Or someone is using the sink?
Yeah, I realize that's what it is.
Or
I'm just saying,
piss. It
sounds like somebody's taking an aggressive piss.
How do you take an aggressive piss?
Yeah, what's an aggressive piss?
Oh, maybe that's just me.
Getting the urine out of me.
Oh, get in the toilet. Oh, fuck you, piss.
I guess it's better than the passive-aggressive piss. Oh, look, the urine that wants to be in my body or out of my body, whatever.
Oh, I suppose I should shake you off now.
My wife has decided I am lame.
Your wife is correct.
Andy says you're correct.
That's a little harsh.